All right, we good? All right. Injuries, you got Holmes out. Or out today, did not participate. Kyle Wilson, concussion, did not participate. And the new guy we just signed, the wideout, Salas, did not participate with a knee. Guys that were limited today, D. Milner with a hamstring, David Nelson hamstring. Everybody else is good. So, I don't know what else you say. The new guy we kind of knew was he was going to be out. Not that you thought we just signed him and this just happened. That's not the case. Either way, I'll open it up for questions.
Why sign a guy who's injured?
Well, again, if he had a severe injury or something like that, that wasn't the case. You know, this might be a couple of weeks and he'll be back.
Rex, does the first game against the Patriots give you any additional confidence going into this game to make you feel good about your team in that regard?
No, every game's different. I mean, you know, we took them to overtime last year and then they scored, I think, 40 points in one quarter. But I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, we're confident anyway. We're going to show up. We're going to give them our best shot. And with our fans, we'll see. I think, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity we have. And we'll just see what happens.
Coach, this is a game that, I mean, for October, pretty big stuff. If you guys can win this game and get right back in the middle of this division race again, I mean, how about all there is to play for this week?
Well, there's a lot to play for. At first, you get you're playing your biggest rival in your division. You're already down a game to them that you played head to head. So, and certainly in the standings, we're well down. So, obviously, that it's big that way for sure. Anytime you play any division rival, I think it's a game and a half. I've always said that. With that being said, it's game seven, so that's a little unusual. If it was game, you know, 15 or 16, and it meant, you know, more than obviously I'd say so. But clearly, with all that being said, you still want to win it in the worst way, and certainly that's our feeling.
What does Josh Cripps add for your team?
I guess we'll find out. But, you know, certainly here's a guy with the resume as a, you know, former Pro Bowl returner, number one. And then a decent receiver as well. So there's a lot of things I think he brings to the table. I think with that name on the back, he stands back there, you're going to be a little nervous because we've all been scorched by him in the past. So he certainly, you know, there's a knack for hitting those returns. It's not just about speed and all that. It's a guy that's seen it, and certainly he's been there and done it before.
He kind of did a number on your Baltimore teams in spots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely did. Yeah, in fact, I remember a game we got beaten in overtime. It's just like we thought we won the game. That was the one that hit the upright, came down, and all that jazz. We were already in the locker room. And you know how I always say, hey, let's get on the buses before they take it away from us? Well, it was like taking it away from us. And get back out there. And he returns a kick about 70 yards on us. So I certainly remember that.
Rex, what were you guys hoping to see from him here in this most recent workout that you hadn't seen previously in terms of just feeling comfortable?
Well, we wanted to see where he was. You know, physically, we think that he's, you know, he looks pretty good right now. You know, now what that means, you know, what kind of role he'll have on offense, I'm not sure yet. But certainly he'll have a role, you know, as a returner for us.
With Mayo out now, along with Wilford, what does that do to
them,
mostly their run defense?
You know, they lose a huge piece in their run defense. Because Vince Wilford was huge. You know? So I think that's what they lost. But no, I mean, he's a good football player, too. They got some guys in there that are battling. You know, kind of a no-name type compared to Vince Wilford. But, you know, they seem to be doing a decent job in a run. I think it's gone, maybe it was 4-3 a carry with Wolfork in there, maybe 4-5 when he's not in there. So it does make a difference.
Rex, when you look at the mistakes that Geno has made, you obviously knew it wasn't going to be smooth sailing, but is he making the same mistakes over, or is he just getting bombarded with different looks each week and making different types of mistakes?
Well, there's plenty of mistakes to be made out there, but he's... there's some that have been similar, you know, so those are the ones we really have to focus on and get corrected. But there's other ones as well. But the ones in particular against maybe certain coverages that kind of, you know, gets your attention. It should get your attention. So we have to do a good job on focusing on those things. And then the other ones, like he makes a mistake trying to throw the ball away. Initially, you got to throw that thing out of bounds. And, don't think you can land it in the field of play. That's not the case.
I know you want to speed up the process because you want to win as often as you can right now.
No doubt.
6 weeks in, the mistakes that he's made, is it kind of what you expected?
Well, again, you never go in expecting to make a mistake. You kind of understand what you have with a rookie quarterback. And a lot of quarterbacks make mistakes. Yeah, veteran quarterbacks making mistakes. You know, all that stuff. But I think you kind of, hey, sometimes that exists. But as a coach, you don't go in there thinking you're going to make them. But, you know, maybe there's, you understand it when afterwards. But you go in thinking, hey, we're good. You never go in thinking we're going to make mistakes.
Rex, when you face a guy like Brady, and I'm not trying to make you sound like you're part of his fan club, but you see what he did last week. It's like he's a vampire. You got to stick him with a stake in the heart. You got to keep trying to kill a guy, and he keeps coming back. I mean, does it ever amaze you that the guy doesn't seem to slow down? He just keeps doing what he does.
Well, I thought about doing all that stuff, but I think that the league would fine you.
Probably.
I've been fined enough by the league, so I'm going to pass on that. The only way it's worse than against your brother would be against yourself, obviously. It's like, oh, dude. That's him. And that really is him. And it's, but it's about them as well. It's about their whole team. It's about preparation. It's about, the guy leading them. So, they practice everything. And so it becomes a habit. And, he believes he's going to win in that situation.
Rex, the first time you guys played, he seemed to be having a little bit of trouble with his new receivers getting on the same page. He was visibly frustrated. Watching their last few games, do you see improvement in that area for them?
Yeah, I don't know. And it has nothing to do with us. I understand we were just out there. So certainly that was well reported and all that. So we'll get to see. We'll see if there's some of those issues that exist this week.
You talked to your brother since Sunday?
Yeah, you would think I wouldn't be on speaking terms with him, but I am. But no, of course, you always do that. You always kind of get his, if he had picked up anything, you definitely share information that way.
Is that the way you were playing defense in week two might have been contributing to those so-called chemistry?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Apparently, it's not. So, but it might have been. Rich, I'm not sure.
Rex, the Patriots will be the first defense Geno's seen twice. How do you think that factors in Sunday if you anticipate from New England's side, because they always have their things that they try to do to any quarterback, mm-hmm. of course, but also from your perspective in terms of Geno's at least been on the field with most of those players, and seen what they tried to do the first time?
Yeah, no, I would think it would. I think any experience that you get as a young quarterback, I think, would be helpful. With that being said, they're very multiple in what they do as well.
You seem to have had plans against Brady. While you may not win the game, you do kind of what you want to do with your DBs. Do you feel confident that your plans are sound and that, if you just kind of get a couple more things done, that you'll have a chance to shut that down, passing one?
Well, you don't put anything that's not sound, not in this league, and especially against a Brady at quarterback. Now, creative, absolutely. You don't want to go in with the same plan, where, hey, here it is, because his preparation. So you don't want, he may know it as well as you know it. So you have to do different things. You have to challenge them mentally. You can't just and that's why I think they're so good historically in the second half of the season and against teams that they've seen more than once, that they get another shot at you. They do a great job making adjustments, things like that. So you have to stay ahead of it. Give them different looks.
If you hold the Pats to, say, 13 points again, you think people might start to look at it as the Jets slowed down Brady twice instead of his receivers?
I have no idea, but I hope that's the case.
Rex, we've had plenty of fun over the years from you talking about the games against New England. And just as you're talking about now, I'm just wondering if it's your perspective has changed at all when you talk about that consistency. Like, is it almost like you have to respect it more at some point, or that's what you still really aim for? Because, you know, like just the way your seasons have gone, some great results against them, then missing the playoffs. Or
right. Well, I mean, sure, you want to have the consistency of be a perennial winner. You know, you want to win your division, you know, year after year after year, as, you know, as that team has. There's no question. You know, to say that you're going to, you know, model your franchise after them or whatever. Hey, shoot, I'll take their quarterback. You know, we'll see how many wins I'd have or whatever, or anybody else. But no, we're going to be us. We're going to keep going. But, you know, we think we have a good plan in place. But at the same time, you got to respect the fact that this team wins it every, you know, has won it every year, certainly. You know, so Belichick and all those guys, absolutely, we respect them. But we fear none of them. I can promise you that.
Does it still get you crazy that you haven't won a division title as the Jets coach?
No. Yeah, I mean, that's what you know, obviously, you know, you want to win. I want to have a championship. You know, I want to win our division, no question. And the fact we haven't done it, yeah, absolutely, it's a painful reminder.
Do you have to win this game in order to do it this year?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's, you know, like I say, week 7 is probably a little different than week 15 or 16 or 17, you know, whatever.
Right, but do you think about the fact that just no matter where you've been, whether it's a D.C. or as a head coach, you really haven't had a quote-unquote weak quarterback? How good could a team be with a defense coached by you and a quarterback like Tom Brady?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're worried about getting our quarterback to that level. You know, and obviously every team in the league's striving to get that. Because if you have it, you got a chance to win year after year after year.
Hey, Rex, you could probably write a book about dealing with young quarterbacks. I mean, from almost the time you start being a head coach.
No, that wouldn't be a bestseller, though.
So the question is, how long, if you look at Josh Freeman, I mean, 3 years ago, he's 2 years ago, he started the league, cut. Now he's starting again from Minnesota. So how is there a formula for it? Is it 4 years, 5 years, 6 years? I mean, what's sort of the cutoff point when the ups and downs are over and you got to know what you've got?
Well, I think if you looked at that historically, there'd be tons of quarterbacks that never did anything until 5-6 years into the league. You know, but now the way things are, you're bringing in these quarterbacks. I think really it started, I think, with Flacco leading his team to the playoffs and then Sanchez the next year. You know, you started getting some of these, Russell Wilson this past year, you know, she started getting younger quarterbacks were able to have more success early. You know, lately, that hasn't, you know, historically been the case at all. So I don't know if there's, you know, a set thing, hey, in 4 years you got to be doing it. I think it's a individual basis.
In your definition of what makes an elite defense, can a defense be considered elite if it does not produce a lot of takeaways?
No, I don't think so. And like right now, that's probably what's keeping us from taking that step. We're a team that we have to do a lot of improving before, you know, any area of our team is considered elite. Now, we're going to be good. There ain't no question. We will be good, really good. But to be elite, I don't think you can say that about any defense in the league right now. You know, elite to me would be, you know, the Bears, the 85 Bears, the back in the day Steelers, you know, the the 2000 Ravens, something like that. That to me is elite. We're not there, but we're certainly striving to get there.
Rex, what about consistency within a season itself? You talked about over years, but you've one loss. Does that mean this week you're ready
and
for a win?
I'm hoping it stays the course, and then we'll fix it. But, I mean, obviously, you know, go ahead.
I'm just saying in general, how do you establish that consistency and how important is it?
Now look, I mean, if it was easy, we would have already fixed it. But, you know, it starts with, you know, the fundamentals. It starts with protecting the football. It's all those type of things. Eliminating mistakes. Eliminating penalties. You know, so all those areas are things that we need to improve. And certainly with the efforts there, we're trying every day. And we will get better. I don't think there's any doubt we'll get better. But so far, you know, we've earned what we've earned. We haven't, you know, been consistent for whatever reason.
Rex, with Milner practice and limited today, are you optimistic that he can be back this week?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, absolutely.
Rex, thanks, Coach. As far as Cribbs, you know, you're down Gates and Santonio's hurt. Has Cribbs lobbied to be part of that regular offense, and would you be more inclined to give him, you know, a fair shot at getting in there?
No, he certainly hasn't lobbied to do it. He's probably trying to figure out formations right now. You know, I think he's just happy to be out here, be given an opportunity, and we'll see what he can do and how quick he picks things up.
Thank you.
Okay.